This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Animal disease outbreaks can have devastating consequences for livestock producers, which is why prevention and preparedness remain top priorities for state ag departments across the country. From highly pathogenic avian influenza to emerging threats like New World screwworm, ag leaders continue working to ensure response plans are in place before a crisis occurs. We'll hear from the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
When I visited Washington, D.C. recently, I spoke with R.J. Carney of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. NASDA represents the state ag departments from all 50 states and U.S. territories, giving the organization a unique perspective on the challenges facing producers across the country. Carney says when NASDA surveyed its members about the issues keeping them up nights, one concern stood out above them all. Whether it's highly pathogenic avian influenza, foreign animal diseases, or emerging livestock health threats from beyond our borders, state ag leaders see preparedness as a critical part of protecting both producers and the nation's food supply.
We asked our members, we took a member survey towards the end of last year. We said, what are those issues keeping you up at night? And the number one response by an overwhelming majority was animal disease prevention. And so our state departments of agriculture have been working in tandem with USDA APHIS, working with their state veterinary officers to make sure that communication is being disseminated, that there's a preparation, there's a plan in place. NASA was very pleased with USDA's recent release of the New World Screwworm Playbook. Mm-hmm. USDA on its second version here really took a lot of the suggestions from state departments of agriculture. We understand that at the end of the day, this needs to be transparent information, accurate information, actionable, and then also for all consumers, for farmers, for ranchers that are impacted, there needs to be a layman's turn understanding of what is the plan. And that, I would say that has been the main message that NASA has been trying to get across. But this relationship as co-regulators and the work we do with USDA APHIS has been significant and one that we're very proud of, and to work with this administration and the previous administration as well. Has been a lot of effort of communication coordination between states and the federals.
Carney says preparedness begins long before a disease ever reaches U.S. livestock. That includes making sure producers understand biosecurity practices, state veterinarians have a response plan in place, and federal and state agencies are communicating effectively. While diseases such as avian influenza continue to receive significant attention, officials are also monitoring threats like New World screwworm, African swine fever, and foot and mouth disease. Carney says the goal is to ensure producers receive clear information and know exactly what steps need to be taken if an animal health emergency develops. He says the continued cooperation between the state departments of agriculture and USDA remains one of the strongest tools available for protecting American livestock and poultry industries. Those concerns have become even more important as animal ag continues to face increasing global disease pressure. Carney says state ag departments are focused not only on responding to outbreaks, but identifying risks before they become problems. He says maintaining strong partnerships between producers, vets, state agencies, and federal regulators will remain critical to protecting both animal health and market access for U.S. ag products. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.